All right, thanks, Bill. I'm Hayden Simons. I go to Bellevue here. My wife and I teach a life group at 11 o'clock. And you know, one of the things on my refrigerator, I've got a bucket list, and there's all sorts of stuff on the bucket list. Most of it's relatively secular. I want to go hunting and fishing in Alaska. I want to see the Northern Lights. One of the things on my bucket list is I want to see all of my descendants saved. And one of the things on my bucket list is I want to create discipleship bigger than me. I want discipleship to go beyond me, where I am like you, where I don't have a clue of who it's impacting. I just hear nuggets down the road of who I've impacted. And that's one of the things that drives me to discipleship. I'll tell you, talking to this group today, I was sitting here and getting a little bit nervous, not because of the size of the group, but just the gravity of what discipleship means. Discipleship's incredibly, incredibly important. And Bill asked me to talk about a couple of things today and really kind of wrap it around life groups. So my discipleship group I've got right now, they've got five guys in it, and they're all in my life group. Actually, one of them is not in my life group anymore. He's left the life group since. And he left to go start his own class, right? And that's kind of a neat thing. I started thinking about the milestones that we go through in discipleship. He's gone and started a new class. We've had kids that have had babies, people that have had babies. We've had people that have lost babies. We've had people that have lost jobs. We've had people that have lost 52 pounds. We've had a lot of loss over the past 9 months in our discipleship group. But it's been really neat to pull together a group of guys out of our life group. So question number one he wanted me to kind of speak to is, what has it done for me as a life group teacher? One of the key things that it's done is it's held me accountable. Right, as a life group leader, a lot of times we're not held as accountable as we should be. But when you get in and you're doing life one-on-one with a group of guys in a discipleship group, the accountability comes back. And that's something that we all need. So it's helped to hold me accountable. It's also helped me to be a shepherd. A lot of times I roll into class, I do my lesson, I teach, I roll back out. But discipleship really is one-on-one, and it's allowed me to shepherd in a way that Scripture calls me to shepherd. And kind of the last part, it's allowed me to be a part of the group. As a life group leader, I spend a lot of time running around in the morning, making sure the projector's set up, getting everything set, keeping everything in order. And I walk away thinking, I wonder what it's like to be a member of my life group. Because a lot of times I'm not really a member of the life group. But in this discipleship group, I am a member. I was talking to the guys this morning, or just talking to our entire life group this morning, about being in a discipleship group and encouraging them, step out and give it a try. Step out and lead. Leading a discipleship group is actually pretty easy because one of the things you don't do is really lead. You organize it a little bit, you get the syllabus out, but outside of that, you're a part of the group, and that's a really special thing. So as a life group leader, it's allowed me to be a part of a group rather than just a leader of a group. So what has it done for my class? I would encourage you, if you are a life group leader or if you've got a life group that you're a part of, if you can pull some members of your class together, it's amazing. It does some amazing, amazing things in your class. Number one, attendance has grown. When we're meeting on Friday mornings, you tend to see those same faces right back on Sunday, right? And it's because we're becoming close. We're becoming a part of one another's lives, and we want to spend that time together. The second thing is a lot of times the Lord leads me throughout weeks and throughout months, and I'm teaching on those topics. As I'm bringing my discipleship group with me, our minds tend to be a little bit more aligned. And I've seen that the people in my discipleship group are pulling a lot more out of my lessons as well. So there's a better alignment there. I've seen growth from our life group. There's reading that's involved with discipleship. If you follow the church's plan, there's daily scripture intake. There's memorization. As that scripture intake and memorization amps up, as we're in our life group, you start to see those light bulbs going off, and those people are really getting it. Because they're in the Word, they're reading, they're prayerful, they're memorizing. We're focused on the disciplines, right? These things are important, they're the basics, but a lot of times we forget it. A lot of times we roll in on a Sunday morning, we dust off our Bible because it's been sitting in the back dash of our windshield, we roll in, we have our class, and then we roll back out. But we're seeing those disciplines. I'm seeing prayerfulness out of our life groups. A side benefit, as I was getting ready for this and kind of talking to my wife about it, I said, well, what do you think is one of the biggest benefits of me being in discipleship? And as my wife, she said, it gives me comfort to know that you're in discipleship. She said, it gives me comfort to know that when there's problems at home, when there's problems with the kids, when there's problems at work, the men that you're seeking advice from are men that are seeking God's heart too. right? And we don't always have that around us. So discipleship is critical. I think it's critical for each of our developments. I got involved, as you mentioned, with Vernon Stafford. What got me there was I'd hit a plateau. My faith walk was fine. It was okay. Family life was fine. It was okay, but I needed a push. I needed something to get me to that next level. And as we went through some of those books, as we went through spiritual disciplines, I started uncovering areas where I could push harder. And as I started pushing harder, I started growing closer to Christ. And as I grew closer to Christ, I decided this needs to go on the bucket list because other people need this. I need this. I need this every single year. So it's funny, we do a lot of the same Bible verses every year, and I don't have to memorize as hard anymore because I already did it last year. But we're polishing up. I'm reading some of the same books. But you know, every time you read scripture, it's new, it's fresh, and there's a different application for me today. And every time I read these books, it's new, it's fresh, there's a different application. Every time I memorize that scripture or glance back over it, it's new, it's fresh, and there's a different application. And even if it's the same application for me, I'm going through it with a new group of guys, and there may be an application for them. So I'd encourage you, be in discipleship, lead discipleship, and make it a part of your life groups where possible.